This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's go to healthcare now. A new research today from the Commonwealth Fund and George Washington University that says if the 14 states that have still not expanded Medicaid as the Affordable Care Act allowed them to do, with the federal government picking up almost all of the tab, if those 14 states that haven't expanded it did, more than a million new jobs could be created in 2022. The latest relief bill, you might remember, that was signed in March, offered those holdout states extra incentives to expand their coverage. Medicaid, of course, providing health coverage for low-income Americans. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looked at one state that did expand eligibility and then what happened with its job numbers.
Michigan expanded Medicaid in 2014, and University of Michigan economists were watching closely. They say the Medicaid expansion led to the creation of more than 30,000 jobs in the state. University of Michigan health economist Helen Levy says more than a third of the jobs were in healthcare, but the others were in retail or construction.
Not all the spending stays in healthcare. Some of it spills over.
Levy says, look at the University of Michigan hospital. It would need to hire more workers to help with the new patients from the Medicaid expansion. And those workers would go out and spend money, say at Angelo's, a sandwich shop next to the hospital.
More people are going to be making more money, and they're going to stop at Angelo's for lunch.
Now, Levy's predictions are based on economic models, which not everyone agrees with. Charles Blahaus is a senior research strategist at George Mason University. He says, sure, Medicaid expansion would create healthcare jobs.
We would expect that to happen, right? I would say the second question of whether it leads to an increase in jobs in general is unknown.
Leighton Koo, a co-author on the Commonwealth study on Medicaid expansion, says these job creation models aren't an exact science, but they still paint an accurate picture of the impact of job creation from Medicaid expansion.
It provides these states a shot in the arm at a point when they're trying to recover from the COVID pandemic.
In fact, Koo says if the holdout states did expand Medicaid, they'd get $49 billion from the federal government in 2022. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.